So Tiernan, again last night, Republic of Ireland 1-1-0 wasn't the most exciting team, but we've got a very exciting player here that's being overshadowed and not being, or being overlooked, I should say, for the possibility of playing for the Republic of Ireland.
Yeah, I actually, we've been, believe it or not, talking about it as a staff. And when you watch that Ireland game last night, you can definitely see Mickey Duffy going down that left side and causing problems. As I've said now on numerous occasions, for me, in my first season in the league, I think Mickey's the best player in the league. I think he's a lad that's blessed to have a little bit of everything. Normally you have very talented players who are good going forward and maybe lack a little bit of a work rate or they score goals but they don't get assists, and Mickey's one of those ones who has a little bit of everything. Scores goals, gets assists, works really hard, probably has the biggest numbers in our team week in, week out. And I think when players like Mickey, and as I say, there's probably one or two others in the league, when they're playing at that level, I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be getting that opportunity. And for me, he could definitely play there.
11 goals in all competitions. I think it's 7, maybe even 8 assists in the league. You know, the manager from the Republic of Ireland has been only what the Brandywell wants to watch him. Do you think that maybe he should be coming and seeing more and more games and seeing exactly what the league has to offer, not only just Michael Duffy?
Listen, I certainly wouldn't be critical of the manager. I know how difficult it is and how much you have on, but there's no doubt that there's people in that the FAI who are taking games in on a weekly basis. And I think that, as I said, there's definitely two or three players in this league that could step up and be involved at that level. And Mickey's definitely one of them. For me, as I said, he's the one player that has a little bit of absolutely everything in his game, in possession, out of possession, transition, the distances that he covers. He's the pick of the bunch for me.
And if he's omitted from the final three of the player of the year, do you think it would be an injustice?
Yeah, I definitely do. Again, there's probably a selfishness on my part. I get to see him every single day and how good he is. And what also attracts you to Mickey is how hard he works and on a daily basis. He's not someone that turns up on a Friday night. He trains and plays exactly the same way day in, day out. You have to literally drag him off the training field, and he's just a joy to work with. And I think when you have players like that, they should definitely be rewarded.